Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Yeah. Okay, folks, I am here by phone now. Sorry about that. It never gets nice for me here on my show, does it? All right, so Jonas Alexis, veteran today. 63 Israeli students were brave enough to sign a letter saying they would defy mandatory military service despite the risk of jail, citing the occupation of Palestine. The letter criticizes the policies of Israel's racist government. Now, some people, like on the Breitbart kind of right wing, American right wing, they would say that this is a left wing plot, basically to take down Netanyahu's government. So you got to look at it that way too. They're, you know, Netanyahu being under investigation and his wife under indictment and all this stuff. It's fascinating to see now that there's a swath of Israelis that are saying no to military service because of quote unquote racist government, blah blah blah. So is this the labor Zionist kind of left-wing plot to make Netanyahu look bad? You know, you got to look at it that way, too. Let's see here. Ken, I'm hearing a background on my phone. I'm hearing an echo of myself. Let's see here. Let's get clip. Let's get clip 8 ready. Now, this has to do with artificial intelligence, CERN, and the Islamic invasion. This was one of this guy's, Zach. He calls into Alex Jones's show. I think he's an Arab of some sort, but he's like spec ops, kind of military intelligence type. And he basically gets put to the front of the line whenever he wants to talk to Jones, and I've covered him before. But let's listen to a little bit of this. And they were talking about Eric Schmidt, possible child trafficking, and so forth. The head of Google who's stepping down. And let's roll clip 8. Sorry if I sprung that on you, Ken. Whenever you can find clip 8, let's roll that one. This one's kind of interesting because it ties in with that I talked about, like, okay, with the same people that are letting in all these whack jobs from all over the third world, these are the same people that are running CERN, that opened the little tunnel with the little satanic ceremony, all the rest of it. If whenever you get that clip, Ken, go ahead and play.
Clicks right across the freeway from NASA Ames Research, where I've done a lot of work there, and everyone, well, I'm not going to get into that, but so we have Silicon Valley literally being the unelected leaders of our country, or at least they thought. That's the left and the deep state thought.
Okay, so that one just crashed. Interesting there. this show's going just brilliant, isn't it, bud? That's okay.
Notice he said, look.
If you can reload it, go ahead. Just let me know when you're there and go ahead and play it. But that one's fascinating.
Not for those that talk about AI gods right before they launched it. I mean, exactly. Elon Musk.
Yeah, there's a lot more power coming out of Silicon Valley nowadays than there is the Beltway in D.C. And now Trump is kind of, reversing that power and allowing people to innovate and do what they're doing. But this is deep, and this is why.
That's right. The heart of globalism is the AI takeover. The DARPA and the U.S. built it. We're taking it back.
Absolutely. So when you see some sort of inhumane or completely immoral acts coming out, how can they smash planes into buildings on 9/11? How can they kill Americans in Vegas? How can they kill U.S. troops at Fort Hood? Well, they're humans, so who cares? And this is deep, and this is beyond comprehension for some individuals, but we need to understand the clip and technology that's really running in the world today. It's astounding, and we'll know about it in 10 to 15 years, but at the rate technology is growing.
Sure, the globalists are following basically mass global map AI directives of what they think will win. They think they've already merged cold-bloodedly with the technology. They actually said that. It's their power trip that's going to undo them, and Trump is, notice his speeches are all about humans and people and workers. This is just a desperate movement to not bring in the global exterminism. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, and Schmidt was compromised. I'll let you guys kind of break that or whatever, but I kind of think I know what you guys are going towards there. But
child sex trafficking?
I got to stop. I can't get into that. But I have some very information that I'll be able to release out of Palo Alto, out of the Silicon Valley information that I have here shortly. One thing at a time, I guess. But yeah, you guys. You guys are on the trail. I would say it's somewhere in that capacity.
Well, Corsi just got that from the White House.
Yeah, things are happening quickly, and it's happening real quick. You know, yesterday was the shortest day of the year. Seems like time is speeding up, and when the new year commences, we will see a strike on North Korea, and this will be an ultimate blow to the deep state.
By the way, Joel Skousen has amazing contacts. He says the attack's on.
Oh, I could. It's definitely on. The orders have been written. The training's in progress. Op orders are already published. It's done.
I want to hear more about that. Then I'm going to promise callers. I'm going to get to you. People want to hear Zach. Zach's proven to be amazingly accurate. Stay with us. During the break, working on some big stories. Of course, he's getting ready to break his report on Infowars.com in the next 5 minutes. It's being posted right now as we speak. We're going to get him on. I need to go to your phone calls, though. I've spent a lot of time with Zach. I apologize, but Zach's got important information. Other points you'd like to add, Zach? Go ahead.
So just to kind of wrap up here, the Schmidt stepping down, let's not lose sight. A lot of people aren't there geographically, but in Mountain View, in Palo Alto, Google Complex, directly across the freeway from NASA Ames Research, the tones that connect, and obviously the transfer of information and individuals working there. It's no coincidence that you see individuals releasing information, which are, you know, really done by Schmidt there, of the Pentagon UFO programs, this sort of video that's been put out that's blurry but shows a Navy pilot there looking at stuff. There were some tactics to kind of see what he could do and what kind of power he had.
Yeah, we ought to show that clip because, I mean, we showed it a few days ago. We should show it again, the Navy pilot following the UFO. Go ahead.
So a lot of this stuff is leaking. It's kind of like no-nos or these weird things of power things. But no, he had to step down for a reason. They played a couple hands in the weeks before this, but I'll let you guys publish an article there because I know what it is. But yeah, Schmidt's compromised. Not only him, a lot of people are compromised there. But just to wrap up, the deep state, predominantly with individuals on the left there, have been using since 98... really came to a precipice in 2001, radical Islam as muscle to just as a humanity, not even just in America, but in the West as general, to just completely, you know, have chaos come in. And they were going to introduce this sort of AI God to say, look at all the problems, look at the world, look at the state that we're in. So you must go with us. We have to do this. So that's been combated. So let's not look at it as a war against Islam. Let's not look at it as a war against drugs. Let's look at it as a war between humans in technology, and we're human here, and a lot of these people are compromised morally and even ethically, so they've picked their sides, but now they're being swept up by the Trump administration. But with all the things that we still have a lot of work.
All right, so think about that. Okay, so this wave, this immigration wave, which is fully synthetic, which we've witnessed happening over the last few years into majority white countries, Western Europe, Canada, the United States, Australia, so forth and so on. And like he said, they were going to use it to create chaos, to introduce their AI God, which is really, like I was saying a couple months ago, so wait a minute, the world's largest machine, this thing on the border of France and Switzerland, this CERN, this Stargate opener, whatever this thing is, so these very people are going to invite these hordes of Africans and Pakistanis and Afghanis and Arabs into Europe. I could just tell that there was some sort of a larger schematic going on here. It's not just like, oh, you know, everybody wanted to say that this is just on one level It's just basically a Jewish plot to genocide Whitey. But I was like, you know what, there's something else here, and that maybe touched on part of it, that this AI thing, and it could cocktail with race-specific bioweapons. You don't know, but what's interesting is, remember, what was that AI system, I think it was Microsoft developed, called Tay? And it went full-blown, basically, Nazi right off the flip. I just see something else here. There's some other component that a lot of us, we're not seeing, because we see what triggers us emotionally on the surface, which is they're putting our countries in danger ethnically and culturally. But we a lot of us refuse to look at what could be the move, the chess move, three or four or five moves ahead. Rather, you know, that's the point I was trying to make with this whole CERN inviting this onslaught of refugees / invaders in. There's something else that's part of a large plan here, and it ties in with this Accenture Corporation with biometrics. It has to do with some weird things. Now, this was on a Steve Quayle alert on Christmas. Once your ID becomes validated on the blockchain, you'll never be able to perform another transaction, no matter how small or large, with any business or bank. When tied into biometrics, it's a recipe for disaster. And this is from a Wall Street article regarding big banks using biometrics. That's their front-end technology, what they're going to use as the back-end technology for the identification technology is blockchain. Take a look at the article. It appeared, blah, blah, blah. Once your ID becomes invalidated on the blockchain, you'll never be able to perform another transaction, no matter how small or large. It gets into that Revelation 13 thing. You won't be able to buy or sell with any business or bank. Just you know, another thing to look at. Let's see here. What do we got? A couple minutes left. Tonight, well, beginning, Machines and Robots, Ken sent me this, Vessel for Spirits to Possess and Interact with Us. You know, a lot of us talked about this recently, the ghost and the machine, making these very, let's say, lifelike pieces of equipment, and then basically with what they call an artificial intelligence, when this creepy D-Wave guy is talking about opening you know, our reality to these higher intelligences. And so AI, is this just another word for demonic entities? I mean, this is what's so, could these jerks, these weirdos that are into the rituals and so forth, could they pass off AI, a demon, as AI? That's a whole nother thing people are looking at, is okay, this thing that inhabits this machine, this superhuman intelligence, it's you know, it's animated by artificial intelligence, but how do you know what it's animated by? Because some scientist tells you? Very fascinating. So we'll see you guys on the other side. I'm talking to you by phone.
I found a fallen angel, too wicked for her home. And together we were wound. Together we will run.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And I think we got a caller that wanted to break on through to the other side. We got Bill. Greetings, sir.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Robert. I wish you the best. Your program's always tops. I have a point, though, that I'd like to bring up concerning the Surratt's and the assassination of Lincoln. Yeah. First of all, if one were living at that time and knowing what we do today, which side would you have been on, the North or the South?
Well, that's really hard to say, depending on what kind of crap was in my mind at the time. You can't really say that because you'd have to plant yourself into that culture and then realize what kind of propaganda you've been exposed to, so forth and so on, for us to look at hindsight, you know.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
You know, were the states to be forced into a union or don't they have the right to secede? And I believe that the South was on safe territory. Now, I don't like any wars, okay? But this whole idea that Lincoln is, you know, almost a god here. We've got a statue of him there in D.C., and, you know, he's the epitome of what we need in the country, where, you know, he was...
Listen to this. Here's what's crazy. If you get into the surface papacy, the white pope, and then what the superior general was up to, is basically the papacy on the surface supported the South. They were the only sovereign that supported the South. But when you dig into it, it looked like the superior general at the time really wanted the radical red Republicans to win. And Lincoln was almost too nice of a guy to the South, and he was being almost like too conciliatory, and that might have been the reason why he got whacked. I mean, this is how complicated when you look at these plots are.
Yeah, that's true, okay? Let's say he, you know, wanted to forgive and forget.
Yeah.
But look at the trial of Mary Surratt. And what transpired there, it was a military trial. It was similar to, you know, sending someone to Guantanamo or to one of these areas where they torture you and then you admit to everything. You know, they took them out and they put hoods over their heads and they couldn't hang them quick enough. Okay? Yeah. I think who was behind that? I think Edwin Stanton, and I think Edwin Stanton had his fingers in removing Abraham Lincoln. Now, as far as John Surratt, yeah, he became a Swiss guard, but eventually came back to the United States, and under our jury system of trials was acquitted. Okay.
Well, then you can get into who that jury was packed with, and so forth and so on. I mean, it gets complicated.
Well, I'm just telling you. Okay.
Yeah.
I think it was, you know, in my opinion, Stanton. Okay, and the radical Republicans, and you know, Lincoln was totally off base throughout the war. He was putting people in jail, taking away habeas corpus. You know, he was no defender of the Constitution. Yeah. And plus, he had a lot of these seances and so forth.
Yeah.
You know, he was into the spirit world. And
yeah,
hold the line, Bill.
I got a break coming up. We want to finish this on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way.
Bill, and we're talking about Lincoln and the assassination, and I would just like to say the parallels between the Lincoln and the Kennedy assassination are uncanny. All the names, dates, numbers, very weird. It's almost cyclical, and so, I mean, we can have differing opinions about the perpetrators, but, you know, but go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, one last item. On what day was Lincoln assassinated?
Oh, I can't name that off the top of my head.
It was Good Friday, and he went to the theater. Now, this is very similar to, let's say, what Obama has been doing, lighting up the White House with the colors of the so-called LBJ community, as Harry Reid called it. Okay, so it was very, it was an offensive move on the part of Lincoln to go to the theater. All Christians knew it as a sacred day, okay, but he went to the theater on that day. Just a little food for thought, Robert.
Yeah, well, the fathers of theater, the modern theater, actually are the Jesuit order. Look up the Jesuit theater, do some reading. You'll find that fascinating.
Well,
do some reading into the Jesuit theater way, way back. They're really the masters of it, and I didn't even know this until I started digging. So they did that to suck Protestants away from the Bible, if you really want to you dig into it. So,
well...
The Jesuits been kicked out of eighty something countries at various different times, disbanded by a sitting pope, and then Catholics want to apologize for the skullduggery of the order. And I just think, you know, you got to clean up your own backyard at some point, and that's where I am sometimes. And I was like, look, not all Jesuit guys are bad guys, but you've had some nefarious characters doing some
that the Jesuits are a bad move today, okay? Absolutely. But
and at point
as
through
a
history.
Counterforce to Protestantism, they did a lot of bringing back individuals back into the fold of the church. Now, you can say, well, you know, they were doing so underhandedly and so on and so forth.
Yeah. Well,
but
when you get into that
Machiavellian
axiom,
many of them were martyred.
Justifies the means. When you get into the
many of them were martyred,
means.
Robert. And yeah, if you are an SOB, you don't want to get martyred, okay? You're going to do whatever you can, you know, to stay alive and so on and so forth. But if you believe in, you know, the, let's say, the Catholic faith, and then you die for that, I don't see it as, you know, a negative. I see it as...
I completely get what you're saying. I mean, sometimes the best thing for a cabal to have is true believers that surround them to get the job done. And so... You know, when you got a bunch of Machiavellians, the best thing to have around you is true believers that are willing to lay down their lives for what they believe in, even though you, as the guy that's ordering things, you know, at the core of this whole organization, might be a nefarious character. You know what I mean?
So, well, I
yeah.
just
but hey,
you know how you throw out a few points, I threw out a few points.
And, yeah, I get you.
Yeah. We'll see how it all turns out. Anyway,
sure
happy
will.
New Year, buddy.
You too, Bill. Hey, take care of yourself.
Okay.
Let's Ken, get clip 11 queued up, and this has to do with IXXI 9/11, the sigil, and the Roman numerals, and September 11th. And I think this one, the audience will find this one interesting. Go ahead and roll 11.
If a lot of you don't know this already, it was a satanic ritual, which is why they chose the date. So there's a few very important things about the date that a lot of other truthers don't touch on, but I will. And not because I'm special, just because I don't think a lot of people know this. And it's that 9/11 3 BC was, from my investigation, the most likely date for the birth of Jesus Christ. If you go look at the, you know, stars and where they were in the sky and the things in the Bible, and you compare the two, the passages and all the other information that you can get, the best date for the birth of Jesus Christ is 9/11 3 BC. So the most important thing about today isn't 9/11 in New York. It was, you know, 9/11 wherever Jesus Christ was born. So happy birthday to Jesus Christ. And if you didn't know this, the Catholic Church, which is Luciferian run, chose December 25th because December 25th is Saturnalia. Saturnalia is a pagan festival where, you know, back in the Roman days, they used to go around and party in the streets and basically do whatever they want and, you know, rape women. And it was like the purge, basically.
Okay, go ahead and stop it there, Ken.
That's where, you know, Christmas comes from.
Okay, so now look, you got to look at this two ways. When you see these overwrites, like December 25th and so forth and so on as Christmas, one way to look at it is, oh, they secretly, they're using pagan holidays, you see, and they're messing with these poor Christian people. But the other one is, no, this was an overwrite. We're overwriting your evil holiday with a good one. And we're all these holy days that you pagans thought were so great, we're going to overwrite them with a Christian holiday. So there's two ways to look at it. You got to believe what you're going to believe. I'll believe what I'm going to believe. And big deal. I got these trolls that hit me up, going to send the archangels my way in my email. Robert, you won't listen to me. Your show sucks, and I'm sending Michael the archangel after you. And I mean, I got people hacking in my email accounts. There's from Dallas, Texas, and I mean, it is what it is. You know what? I'm approaching 50 years old, and you punks that want to send some angel my way because I don't answer you on an email. You know what? You're probably some goofball sitting in your basement somewhere, and you got problems, all right? And I don't think you got the power to send an angel anywhere. And and your music sucks, and your whole show's garbage. Why won't you listen? Why won't you answer me, Robert? It's like, dude, you got mental issues, number one. And number two, if my show sucks, then quit listening to it, okay? I mean, I got some weirdos trolling me right now, and they're like, I don't know what the hell's going on, but it is what it is. Now let's have some fun with Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson. I got to get to this. Ken, get clip 23 ready. This is Paul Joseph Watson, and this is off a YouTuber I follow. He's hilarious, and he compiles a bunch of good stuff. This one's called Paul Joseph Watson, Before Selling Out. And let's roll 22.
Al-Qaeda, however you want to define that. And because, obviously, Israel, since its formation, has infiltrated and controlled Arab governments and Arab militant groups, that they immediately got wind of the plot, went to the CIA and asked them, you know, what are we going to do about this? And basically the Zionists and the neocons said, let's use it, which is exactly what they pronounced in their own Project for a New American Century document the year before. They called for a catastrophic and catalyzing event, a new Pearl Harbor, and that's exactly what they got with 9/11. So he points to the fact that there were five dancing Israelis who were originally called Middle Easterners. It later was confirmed by the Jewish newspaper Forward that they were Mossad agents. So, of course, that proves that Israel knew the attack was going to happen.
Stop that one there. And so then it'll give you later on basically a bunch of clips where Watson totally flipped the script and became basically Zionist. Now, Ken, let's get clip 22 queued up. This one's of Jones. Now, listen to Jones way back in the day and where he's gone from today when we all listen to him. So let's do 22.
Well, since 1995, when I really got informed, started getting informed, I was politically active in college, and I would say more informed than, say, the average Joe, but I was still kind of in the left-right paradigm. 1995 when I really got informed, started getting informed. I was politically active in college, and I would say more informed than, say, the average Joe, but I was still kind of in the left-right paradigm, kind of like a mainline Ron Paul supporter. And early on, I learned who the enemy of the Republic was, a great enemy, a kind of a new type, you know, a new generation of a George Shultz, super gopher for the New World Order, or a Henry Kissinger, or as a Zbigniew Brzezinski, and that's Rahm Emanuel. He is a total anti-gunner. He wants to ban Americans owning firearms, basically. He spearheaded the assault weapons ban. He spearheaded NAFTA and GATT. He is the man that gets jobs done. And he has sworn to get our guns. That's the new chief of staff. They're talking about a bunch of other appointments. It looks really bad, folks. And I've, you know, I don't want to be associated with the really just mindless, hateful, and by hateful, a lot of them have attacked me and made stuff up or exaggerated or twisted things I've said. And they all fight with each other, and so that's a distasteful group as well. But at the same time, I'm a USA First guy and a Second Amendment guy, number one, and a First Amendment guy. I mean, that comes first for me, and I just got to say it. I mean, it was one thing with the last administration, and I was hoping it was a fluke and was going to stop. But, I mean, come on, folks. Every key person in the Bush administration and now in this next administration just so happened to be the sons and daughters of the founders of Israel and Mossad chiefs and people, and they're openly not even really U.S. citizens, and they openly are at the head of the table in anti-gun operations in the U.S. And I'm sick of it. I mean, Rahm Emanuel's been in the Israeli military. He gets up on news and says he's Israel first. And I've had enough of it. I mean, I am really getting sick of it. I am really getting tired of it. Now, I'm against Schwarzenegger being a foreigner. And he's over here anti-gun, and he also wants all these carbon taxes and the rest of it. So, you know, it's the same thing. I'm sick of it. But we don't have, you know, Austrians in every, you know, major power position. British intel's deeply infiltrated and got their people everywhere, too. And that's bad, but I'm not going to, you know, it's one thing to have powerful elements of the Israeli lobby all over the Bush administration and to have them being, you know, some of the most energetic cheerleaders for the Patriot Act and torture and police state measures and warrantless spying. That's bad. But to now have Rahm Emanuel, whose father was one of the head terrorists that founded Israel, and Rahm Emanuel himself is in the Israeli military, Israeli intelligence, dual citizen. I mean, I'd be against having the chief of staff be British and openly have worked for the British government. I would be against Arnold Schwarzenegger being in this cabinet, which they're talking about doing. It's bad. On its face, it's wrong.
All right. So, just interesting to hear Jones way back during that time, and then where he's come now. Well, let me read some headlines off the good old whatdoesitmean.com. Nuremberg trial fears grow as Guantanamo prepares for high-level American prisoners. Okay? Ken, get clip 26 ready. Okay? This is the SGT report. And so I'm seeing all this, David Seaman, April of June, all these people with this big VIP arrests coming soon. So people are saying, oh, my gosh, the Hillary and Podesta and all the rest of them are going down. So, well, yeah, well, I'll believe it when I see it. Let's roll 26, Ken.
Well, Happy New Year, friends. I'm looking so forward to the many exciting things we're going to see in 2018. If our prayers are answered, this will be the year we see high-level arrests of traitors and pedophiles alike. And I want to thank you all so much for your support at SGT Report. Look, great things are happening. And as I posted on Saturday at SGT Report, wishful thinking or Trump deep state counter-coup reality, Delta Force raids Obama's stronghold in Thailand. And at first I was quite skeptical about it, but today I received a note from Bill Holter who tells me, quote, I have received private confirmation from a guy who does big business in Thailand, and this story appears to be correct, end quote. Great things are happening. Look, here's an article called The Demolition President. It's from Dilbert creator Scott Adams, who wrote, Trump broke a lot of stuff that probably needed to be broken. And just remember, the GOP has been broken by Trump and reconstructed along his terms. And the DNC now has no charismatic leader, no game plan, and little money. And they've been completely discredited. The Clinton dynasty, done. Again.
And let's queue up number 15, where I had you queue that one up. And see, you'll see these Trump executive order, which is cutting two ways. It's either, oh, my God, Trump's about to round up all these criminals, and then other people, this guy here, he thinks that, you know, they're about to collapse the economy and Trump's about to go full-blown martial law on us. So let's roll 15.
Today I want to get into the end of the year shenanigans they pull and how I think the drumbeat of war is getting louder and louder with the economy teetering on absolute collapse with tens of trillions of dollars in debt, the middle class going away, massive debt, defaults going on in the prime loans and student loans everywhere, middle class going away, and then the California under attack. What was it, 4 feet of snow in 30 hours in Pennsylvania, another polar vortex coming in, Los Angeles, Ventura being torched down there as well. You always have these things happen right around the holidays to kind of hide things, with all the sexual harassment innuendos and all that. And what is this about? Well, executive order blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. So, on December 21st, Executive Order, Emergency National Emergencies Act, it was an emergency, I, Donald Trump, find that the prevalence and severity of human rights abuse and corruption that have their source in whole or in substantial part outside the United States, such as those committed by persons listed in this annex, that threaten the stability of international political and economics.
So exactly 5 years after December 21st, 2012, when everything was going to take a dump on us, the Mayan calendar and all that, Trump issues this thing. And so depending on what section of alternative media you're looking at, either the pro side, oh, it's used to round up all the creeps and the child traffickers, blah, 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 and other people are like, oh, wait a minute, this is going to be during the collapse. They can come grab anybody type thing. So it really depends on where you're at with that. Now, let's look at clip 28, and let's get this one queued up. This was April of June, and it's talking about these high-level indictments and then Guantanamo and all this stuff. Let's listen to clip 28.
New Year's Eve, 2017. Interesting reports all week, including one out today, which says the United States has deployed troops worldwide with almost 10,000 sealed indictments set to take down the Khazaran mob. I'll leave that link below for you to read. 10,000. This web is so tangled between the child sex trafficking, drug rings, the Uranium One deal, the spread of ISIS, the pedo rings, the false flags, bank scams, recent deaths, which some of you have been tracking, including the mayor of San Francisco, who just dropped dead right after the Kate Steinle verdict. Pretty interesting story. You can read that in that link that I'm going to put down there. Then there are the strange flight diversions from Canada and LAX. Mainstream media was reporting one flight to Tokyo was diverted back to LA as some sort of glitch, and then later said that two people were using one boarding pass. As a person who's worked at the airport, I can tell you there's no way two people can use the same boarding pass. It's not even possible to do that.
Ken, so let's talk about the flu real quick. There's this all this doom porn about flu, and all of us that have old people that we love around us need to really watch it. pray, because I think these jerks, with this 36th state, the flu is going to be wicked. Let's roll. Ken, get clip 14 ready. But this is, you know, I fear for all the elderly around me, because this looks like this could be like a wave of something to wipe out old people that all got in their damn shots that you can't talk them out of. Let's roll 14, excuse me.
Well, it's flu season, as they call it. They made it up. There is no flu season, but since it gets cold, they say there's a cold, you get the flu, and everybody buys into the meme. There is no season for flus until the big pharma makes it up. One of the important things to remember here is big pharma. It only ranks second in the world in revenue and income behind military offensive weapons and killing machines. So the military won, big pharma two, and the world economy. Remember that. Big pharma's got to grow. If they grew 30% last year, big pharma's got to grow 40% next year. It's all about growth and shareholder return of shareholder value. They do not care about people. In fact, there's too many people in the world, according to the powers that be. So flu deaths up in California amid concern over vaccines. Where I am in Northern California, everybody's got flu, sickness, not healthy. It seems the people that don't vaccinate, as a very informal poll by me, are not getting sick, which is very interesting. But this article is very telling. This was just in the San Francisco Chronicle.
You can stop that one there. So this is why you got to worry about the old folks, because they all get suckered by the doctors and the media and the TV and the newspaper, and they go and get your flu shot, and they can't be talked out of it. And then I almost lost my dad, I want to say 2 years ago, because of this crap. I brought him back from the brink with minerals and, you know, herbs and everything else. But it really shudder, makes me shudder to think about all the people that are going to have to, you know, lose people they love because of these shots, and then what they're going to release out of here into the environment. It looks like coming up in the next number of weeks. So watch out for your old people. Ken, and let's get clip 29 queued up. This Cody Snodgrass, he was all over the Hagmans. He was on Dave Hodges. He was on Jeff Rentz. And I want everybody to listen to Mr. Snodgrass, who has total knowledge of black operations. But I want you to hear clip 29. Let's listen to it. You got 29, Ken? He's queuing it up. Nope, it's right at the end. But you'll love to hear this, folks.
Well, when you open the first page of this book, it says the day we see truth and do not speak is the day we begin to die. And Martin Luther King said that. And Trump, I think, is kind of like a similar vein of Martin Luther. He's trying to get the truth out. He's trying to make a change in our country. God bless Donald Trump. I voted for him. I don't agree necessarily with everything he says, but who does? I mean, really? We've got all this division in our country and all of this stuff, and we need to unify as American people. We need to unify in the light. That's why I named this book, Choosing the Light, because each of us have a choice